Welcome to our first edition of Prep Spotlight here on Sports Fan 1330. I'm Sports Director Randy Roof, and we're kicking off the 2018 season with Harlem junior Jalon Benson. Last weekend, Jalon was all over the end zone for the Huskies in their 32-0 season-opening victory over Jefferson. He scored on a pair of three-yard runs, a 15-yard pass from James Cooper, and on a 47-yard punt return. So, first of all, Jalon, nice way to start a season, huh?
Thank you.
I would ask, because of what you did last Friday night, if you had your pick, would you rather score a touchdown on a long run, touchdown on a long pass, or touchdown on a long return, whether it be kick or punt?
It would definitely be a long run. I like to run.
Okay.
When I get the ball and I see something, like I see a hole and I hit it, like, I don't know, just that feeling of like running fast, I don't know, I just like it.
You're a rarity in the Nick 10, especially at Harlem. You started varsity as a freshman, mm-hmm. as a wide receiver. We actually started both ways as a freshman. I know on Coach Morrow, this is his 15th year, and I think you're the first varsity player to start as a freshman in that time. Kind of take me back a little bit. We talked about this in the Pigskin preview. Why don't you take me back again, though, to that time? When did you find out you're going to start, and kind of what was that conversation like, and what were your thoughts? I mean, was it excitement? Was it a little bit of fear? What were you thinking at that point when you got told you'd be starting as a freshman?
Okay, so the first time I found out that I'd be playing varsity, I think it was eighth grade, second game of the season. He came to one of my games and he talked to my mom, like about me coming to high school next year. But then I went to camp in the summer, like we go to Whitewater up in Wisconsin. I went to the camp in the summer, hung out with the guys, did a couple drills, things this and there, and pretty much just worked with everybody. And he evaluated me at that camp. He told me he was going to evaluate me at that camp. But when I got the news, I didn't know what to think. I was kind of shocked. I was like, am I really going to be playing varsity? Like, I'm just now getting to high school. Like, these kids, I've been here for like a long time. So
sure.
But yeah, after like maybe a week, I actually got into my head, like, I'm actually playing varsity. Like, I have to play up to that level. Then I kind of got like the hang of it. I'm like, okay, like, I'm ready now. Because at first I was like, I'm 14. I don't...
Right, you're dealing with 15, 16, 17 year old, 18 year olds, maybe. Yeah. How big were you at that time? Do you remember?
I was probably like an inch shorter, maybe 15. I was probably like 15 pounds lighter. You know? I was little, but.
How tough was it? Not so much even just playing varsity football, but also, you know, you have to be accepted by your teammates too. And we know how grades can be. I mean, it's nothing new. You know, seniors tend to stick together, juniors, because they grew up together. Uh-huh. And none of these guys really grew up with you, probably. Yeah. So how were you accepted, and how did that first part start? Was it difficult, or were you pretty smooth transition?
At first, it was kind of difficult because I didn't know, like, a single person on the team. But then I got to, like, this little group. It was like, well, first off, it was Trent Willie. Like, I was always next to Trent Willie, like, everywhere. Trent was like, come sit by me, because I was, like, I was quiet at first. Like, I didn't talk coming into high school.
How old was Trent Willie at that time? Was he a senior?
Yeah, he was a senior.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was with Trent really most of the time. Yeah, I talked to his friends and stuff. Yeah, and then after that, I started hanging out with people like Cameron McAllister. That became my best friend, so still my best friend. So, yeah, I started hanging out with him a little bit because I started, like, moving away from Trent. Like, you know, Trent, you lame now. Like, I'm tired of being with Trent after a while. But at first, I was definitely hanging on to him. But so, yeah, Trent introduced me to Dan. Got to Cam. Then I met Arthur Daniels. And then, yeah, after that, the rest of the team started to actually talk to me.
Was there a certain point, or what was the point, whether it be in a game or in a practice or something, where you finally said, I'm comfortable, I'm fitting in, I'm with these guys, and you never really think about, I'm a freshman here?
It was at that camp at Whitewater. I went off for a route and turned really through the ball, and I caught it with one hand, and everybody went crazy, and I was like, oh, yeah, I got everything. Like, I'm good. Like, everybody knows that, like, this is not like,
right.
I'm ready. Like, I got it. I got it down. That's the point where I figured out I can hang with these people and, like,
and it probably, not only you felt you could hang with these guys, but these guys realized, oh, he does belong with us. If he can make a play like that. Yeah. That you know, and I think that may be just as difficult as them accepting you as is you accepting them, or at least getting fitting into that. Yep. Well, what was the toughest part then? I mean, how tough was the physical part of it? Because like you said, you're only 14 years old. I mean, did you hang pretty good with the guys?
Yeah, actually. It wasn't more of like a, I kind of just ran away from everybody. That's what I realized. Even getting tackled regularly, like, these kids were way stronger. So I was like, I just got to run away from everybody. But, like, yeah, that's
so your strategy was run for your life, right?
Yeah.
We also talked in Pigskin Preview, because you had that experience as a freshman, and then now you're a junior, that you even said at that time that you kind of, now you've been through this, so you know how to accept and help bring in some of the younger guys. And, of course, last year you bring in a freshman quarterback and James Cooper and all that. So, I mean, do you look at it as a senior, I'm not a senior, but as a leadership situation for you, that you're looking down for those, looking out for these younger guys?
Yeah, I do feel like I'm doing that, because I look out for, like, the people who come up. I know where they've been, like I said before, but, like, I know where, like, they're coming from. Like, James, Adrian, I know what they're coming from. Like, before the game even started, I talked to them. I was like, this is like your chance to sign. You're not even supposed to be at this level when you're playing at this level, but that tells you something. Like, you belong here. Like, before they even have to, like, figure it out, like, you belong here, so you just have to play up to this level and you'll be fine.
You and James have known each other for a while, right?
Yeah, a long time.
Okay.
Since we were, like, five or six.
Five or six of pace. You play. Has he always been the quarterback? You've been the receiver growing up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
So do you guys have any kind of special kind of communication you can do, maybe nonverbal? Do you guys know each other enough to know what you might do? And
we do that sometimes in practice, but our offensive coach, like our offensive coordinator, sometimes is not like that.
Okay.
Like sometimes, like in the game, sometimes he'll do it to Brent Hickson.
Uh-huh.
He's the other wide receiver. He's known for a long time too. Sometimes he'll do like a little gesture or whatever. He'll run the route, but like it's open. We said that's like in film. He's like, it's open, but he's like, that's not the right route. So sometimes we get in trouble for that. So, but yeah.
But now if you catch it or get a touchdown, you can come back.
Yeah,
and
they
say
can't say nothing.
They can't say nothing. Exactly.
6 points.
You finished in the top five in the conference in receiving as a freshman. So, I mean, obviously you were accepted and was successful.
Mm-hmm.
Last year you had 30 catches, 337 yards. So you had a great start to this season, of course, too. What parts of your game, obviously just physical growth is one thing, what parts of your game have changed from freshman to sophomore, sophomore to junior now? And what parts did you particularly focus on, especially for this year, working on to get better at?
Coming into this year specifically, I worked on my leadership aspect the most because, like, I'm not the youngest anymore. Like, I'm a junior now, so I have to actually lead the guys who are younger than me and some people that are older than me. Like, I'm a leader of the team. Like, people know my name. I have to put something behind it. So, mostly the leadership aspect, but I have been working on, like, my strength and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have to run to the sideline anymore. Like, I can take a hit now.
Okay.
I got it. Like,
what's the best part of your game right now?
Best part of my game?
Yeah.
Like, in what
like
aspect?
Speed, getting open, your hands, your ability to read defenses.
Probably my ability to receive the ball in like all aspects, like running, motion, passes, reverses. I can do like all that.
And talk a little bit about defense.
Defense?
Yeah, some of your strengths on defense. You're playing cornerback, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
It's definitely coverage. Like normally teams like now it's like if they see me at corner, they normally just don't throw that way, and it's like.
Which do you prefer, offense or defense?
Okay, this is something I've been thinking about myself personally.
Uh-huh.
So coming in as a freshman, it was like offense. It was offense, offense, offense. Coach Scholl introduced me to defense. It's like, oh, I like defense a little bit. So I did offense and defense. But then I had 7-on-7 after sophomore year. And my 7-on-7 team had me play a little bit of defense. I'm like, dang, I like defense. Like, I like this. And then, like, over the summer, like, I did, like, like most of the camps I went to was like defense. I went for cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of the camps were cornerback. But then after I went to cornerback, I was like, okay, like this guy getting boring. So I went back to like wide receivers, and I like did half and half during camps and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know. Now I'm pretty sure I want to be wide receiver.
But what like, you should do with receiver?
If I do get like something like a scholarship for cornerback, I'm taking it. Like.
And that's a good transition. And I was going to talk to you about, you know, you're getting recruited, I understand, and some big schools. So who are some of the schools that are looking at you?
Some of the schools are Iowa. I've taken game visits like Cincinnati, Iowa State. I went to Michigan State freshman year, pretty sure. And, yeah, that's all I can think of.
Like, and they're all looking at you at offense, or is anybody looking at you at cornerback?
I'm pretty sure it's offense.
What? Do you have an idea of when you think you want to make a decision on where you're going
to
go?
When I want to?
Yeah.
I never thought this time would actually come to actually, like, someone would ask me that question,
uh-huh.
to be honest. I never thought I'd be in this seat. I honestly don't know.
Okay. But there's no rush. You're not in a situation where I got to do this by the end of the season or anything like that. Did you go to a lot of like camps and scouting-type camps and things in the summer so people got a chance to see you?
Yes. I went to a camp maybe like every single week over the summer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, yeah, every week I was at a camp.
What's going to sway your decision? What are some of the criteria that you want out of a program that you're going to go to, whether it be the program itself or the distance of the school from home or the camp itself? I mean, what are the things that you are kind of your checklist of, they've got to meet these requirements before I decide I want to go there?
That's funny because me and my mom was just talking about this. The criteria would definitely have to be schooling. It have to be something that I like. Like, they have to have something that I like. It'd probably be somewhere southern from right here.
Okay.
In a school that probably puts the ball in the air a lot.
Okay. Southern isn't how far southern? You're talking like south, like Georgia, South Carolina south, or like southern Illinois?
Something I'm used to. Probably like southern Illinois, maybe some Missouri, some Kentucky type deal.
What? Why the south?
I don't know. I don't
it's
like
too
to
hot
cold.
And humid down there.
I don't like to be cold. I don't like to be cold.
One last question. Let's talk about this season. And then what are your goals and expectations for both you and for the Harlem Huskies?
Our goal is definitely taking Nick 10, for sure. We've had our mindset on that all summer. Nick 10. we want Nick 10. That's what Harlem football is coming for right now. It's Nick 10 and definitely pass first round of playoffs.
Okay. And how about you? Did you set any personal goals? I mean, like receptions, interceptions, yardage, whatever?
I want to get maybe 2 touchdowns or more every game.
Okay. You do that, you're probably going to win a lot of games again. Yep. Well, that was Harlem Jr., Jalon Benson. Jalon, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me.
Probably.
Best of luck to you the rest of the season. We'll return to Sports Fan 1330 right after this.